Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You know, when I talk to all your folks out in the playground, as I joked, everybody knows I like kids better than people. Fortunately, they're like me. That's why maybe I like them.
I love kids, and kids love me. Kids love me, and I love kids.
On a personal level, I just want to say to people, imagine yourself in a mature forest surrounded by wild nature.
You're talking like a song from The Lion King. Stop that. It makes no sense.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What the point is here is that we are at this point because we've made progress in the economy.
Oh, you've made such progress, such confusing progress.
I believe that it is time to treat this national emergency as a national opportunity.
She's the worst in the world.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You remember the mean girl who worked for Andrew Cuomo? Her name was Melissa DeRosa. She's all over that report by the Attorney General. She was making calls and allegedly threatening, the accusers of the governor. And her father is a big money lobbyist in Albany, and there was a picture taken of her and Cuomo holding hands at a Italian restaurant in Manhattan. And she said, you know, this is a disgusting picture because I just got married. We were just having a dinner out there. Well, the lead story in the New York Post now, Melissa DeRosa, a former top aide to disgraced ex-governor Andrew Cuomo, has split from her husband. DeRosa and her spouse, who met while working side by side in Cuomo's communications office, are getting divorced and selling their Brooklyn Heights apartment. $2.59 million. It's a nice looking place. No word on, there's a picture of her and Cuomo together, but they don't say anything. They don't have any kids. But in 2019, she tweeted a photo of him preparing a fertility shot so she could freeze her eggs in vitro fertilization later. Okay. DeRosa has been staying at her sister's house in Cape Cod since late August and is eyeing property in Greenwich Village. Oh, well. No word on whether she's been in contact with her former boss, whose hand she used to hold, although there was nothing really to it. All right. Joe Biden went to Connecticut today. He was dedicating something to Dodd, Chris Dodd. I don't know if it was also Tom Dodd, too. Probably not Tom Dodd. Tom Dodd was his father, a former FBI agent who was drummed out of the Senate in a big major scandal. And both Bobby Kennedy and Ted Kennedy voted to throw Tom Dodd out of the Senate back in the 60s. And then even after he voted to throw Tom Dodd out of the Senate, later Chris Dodd became Ted Kennedy's best drinking buddy friend. All right, 844-500-4242. Before we go to the Biden cuts, let's talk to Cecilia Calabrese. And she's the head of the StopTCITax.com. She's going to tell us where we can go to find out where to sign the petition to stop Charlie Baker's dream tax. He wants to raise the gas tax on a gallon from 24 cents to 62 cents without any approval from the legislature or from the populace. Cecilia, how is the campaign going? How is we need 80,000 certified signatures within a month. Are we getting closer?
We're doing really well, Howie. In fact, another reason why I wanted to call in tonight was because our locations are growing by leaps and bounds. We have more and more volunteers coming on every day. We can always use more. And so I apologize if I'm going to speak quickly, but I want to get this information out there. If you are in Western Massachusetts and you're hearing this, and if you're shopping at the Big Y in Chicopee or in Westfield, get over there and sign, because there are volunteers right there right now. They'll be there until 6:30.
It's the same thing on Cape Cod. There's some people on Cape Cod today, correct? In Harwich, yes. I believe.
Yes, yes. Actually, I was going to get to the Cape Cod locations in just a minute, because we are doing some transfer stations out there, which is new this weekend. But also in Western Massachusetts, we're bringing the Big Y and Palmer on board on Saturday, and in South Hadley on Sunday. So those locations are opening up for us in Western Massachusetts. Down on the transfer stations on the Cape on Saturday and Sunday, we've got Dennis, Harwich, Chatham, and Orleans. And also, one of my favorite locations on the Cape, the Chocolate Sparrow in Orleans. We're going to have some signature gatherers out there on Saturday from 9 to 12. And at the Stop and Shop from 1 to 4 in Orleans.
And the Stop and Shop in Harwich, which I'm familiar with. You're going to have signatures out there. And I believe you got some people on Cape Cod right now. They're there till 6:30, right? I wanted to get you on just in case you're driving home on the Cape. Where are those places open today till 6:30?
Let me see if I have that on my list. I'm thinking it's probably maybe the Market Basket or one of the Stop and Shops. I'm sorry. That one's not quite on my list that I have here.
But anyway, what you want to do is if you see go to stoptcitax.com, stoptcitax.com, and see where there's a location near you. And all you have to do is go and sign the petition. You tell them what town you live in, and you can help stop Charlie Parker from increasing another tax on the working people of Massachusetts.
Absolutely. The other thing that I'm going to be doing starting on Tuesday is I'm going to be having the petitions with me at my work. So if you are in Agawam, West Springfield, Westfield, Southwick, Springfield, Holyoke, anywhere in that area, come on by my office. I'm at 850 Springfield Street in Feeding Hills. Come into the dental office and you'll find me in there from Tuesdays to Fridays. I'll have them with me. You can come on in and sign. I've got it's kind of warming my heart, Howie, because I have every day or so somebody else goes, can I bring a petition with me to my family? And I say, bring it to your family, have them sign it, bring it back to me, so that we get them all in
right,
properly. It's going well. We have people lining up to sign these. Let's see, down at the Hyannis BJ's, we're going to have people there this weekend at the Lowe's in Lowell, at the Marlboro Price Chopper, at the Leominster Market Basket, the Hudson Cabela's. They've been hosting us the second weekend that we're going to be there. So there's a lot of interest, and we're doing well. We don't want to count our chickens yet because they haven't hatched, but we're really targeting 120,000 raw signatures just so we have enough of a buffer.
Right, because they're going to be big. Big Hackorama is going to be trying to dispute every signature, because this is a real
absolutely
boondoggle for them. This is a multi-billion-dollar scam to fund the hacks.
My goodness, I it's. I actually heard the lieutenant governor use the term $1 billion to fund without blinking an eye. And I was like, just be with it, I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, it's frightening.
This is like the local version of the $3.5 trillion so-called infrastructure fund. This is just welfare. This is welfare for hacks.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Exactly.
It's just so that these people don't have to get real jobs like the rest of us have. They can just go to these conferences.
Like,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, these terms like environmental initiative and climate resiliency. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, we played some cuts, and I wrote a column about it today, all this nonsense with Charlie Parker talking about how, we've got to do something about the climate. It was over 90 degrees in the summer. There were four heat waves. There was a tropical storm, and then he said in the winter it snows. He didn't realize this until he became governor, apparently. It's really something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, and listen, by the way, there's another big petition drive to require voter ID in Massachusetts.
Yes.
And a lot of the places where you can sign Cecilia's Stop TCI tax petition, they're also collecting signatures for voter ID. And if you want to see where they're collecting for voter ID, you can go to massvoterid.com, massvoterid.com. And Jared, let's tweet out both of those websites with a link to them, so people can see where to go tomorrow when you're out shopping and searching those empty shelves. You know, you don't want any more empty shelves. You don't want the government, whatever level, to have any more of your money. So this is the way to try to stop it with stoptcitax.com. And massvoterid.com, that's where you can go. Someone says, I just signed the petition at BJ's in Plymouth, Mass. Another one says, beautiful. I'll sign, I'm in Bridgewater. I think there's some places down around Bridgewater, definitely, to sign.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Well, members of my committee are listening to this right now, and you know, by all means, go onto that website, stoptcitax.com. You know, reach out. You can fill in your contact information, and we'll get with you.
All right. And again, this is a bipartisan thing. There's a Republican state rep, DeCoste, and a Democrat state rep, Colleen Gary of Dracut, which would be totally wiped out in terms of gas stations if this thing ever went through. But I don't think it's going to go through, but it's got to be stopped. We can't take their word for that. They're not interested in it anymore. They've got to be prevented. All right,
yes.
Cecilia Calabrese, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Howie, anytime.
And again, the two websites, we're going to tweet out the addresses of the websites, but they're stoptcitax.com and massvoterid.com. You see where you can sign these petitions to get voter ID at every precinct in the state, and where you can stop this insane tax that Charlie Parker wants to impose on his former supporters. My friends at Balance 7 are doing something they've never done before. They are taking $10 off plus free shipping on their 32-ounce supply bottle to make it even more affordable for my listeners to try. This 11-day supply will cost you less than $20. Balance 7 gives me more energy than coffee, and with this price, it costs less than a cup of coffee. Howie Carr Show listeners love Balance 7. One listener writes, I started drinking Balance 7 three times a day, and within 2 weeks, I started enjoying activities like hiking again. I headed back to Florida last week, and I took 4 jugs with me. That's how much I love it. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often at remotes, listeners thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. Acids can come from coffee or even wine. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference within 72 hours. If you suffer from heartburn or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. This special is for 1 week only, so order today at balance7.com and put in code Howie10 for $10 off and free shipping. Order today and save $10 off their 11-day supply bottle and receive free shipping with code Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by one of my Cape Cod favorites, the Barley Neck Inn in East Orleans, where the atmosphere and the food create the ultimate Cape Cod dining experience.
He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in a harp, screaming out the wall of nations in a world. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
Protecting my family is my duty. but I want to do so safely and with minimal consequences on my family's life. Thankfully, the people at Taser believe that safer self-defense is possible. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spelled TASER.com, promo code Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would the supply chain situation be closer to resolution if Mayor Pete came to work every day?
No.
86% say no.
It might even be worse. All right, 844-500-4242. People are saying you should definitely be mentioning the fact that this Chris Dodd, whatever tribute, memorial, I don't know what it is, a library. It'll be a lot of comic books if it's a library. Chris Dodd, and especially if his father's involved, Tom Dodd, former FBI agent, a guy who had a thirst so great it would cast a shadow, kind of like his son, come to think of it. In the 1980s, he was Ted Kennedy's drinking buddy. Chris Dodd is still around. He went to work for Hollywood, and he tried to stop the Chappaquiddick movie a few years back, which we talked about a lot at the time. And he and Ted used to hang out together, and they went to this place called La Brassiere. It's a fancy restaurant in D.C., and they had private dining rooms. So Chris and Ted would go there, and they would drink, and they would have one waitress assigned to them. And one day they were so drunk that they grabbed the waitress and they got her in a waitress sandwich. Ted was on the bottom and Chris Dodd was on the top, and they were just basically assaulting her. I don't think they actually raped her, but they were sexually assaulting her. And it's always been known as the waitress sandwich since then. And Chris was a he was like a member of the family. That's one reason why Patches went to Providence when he couldn't get into any other colleges, because that's where Chris Dodd went. Another Rhodes Scholar type guy. 844-500-4242. Grace just called me during the break. She's driving home. She got off the 128 and went up around the exit, and there was a sign. And it was this a diamond sign. I don't know what kind of sign it was, but it didn't have anything written on it. It was a yellow sign. So someone had taken advantage of the moment and the empty sign to scrawl on it, "Biden sucks." So that was a nice thought. We're going to play some Biden cuts here in a moment. But first, we'll take Ed. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Howie. Long time, sometime. But, I was calling up to see if anybody got any mailings from massfiscal.org.
They might. They're involved. I know that Mass Fiscal is involved in the Stop TCI Tax. I don't know if they're involved in the Voter ID Act or not.
That's what we got.
Yeah. And you got...
go ahead.
Are you going to get involved? Did you sign the petition?
Oh, I'm ready to sign right now.
Yeah. Well, that's good. If you got a chance, if they sent you a legitimate, petition that meets the standards of the state and city and or town, see if you can get some of your neighbors to sign it too, because it's always good to have extra signatures. Like Cecilia was saying, you only need 80,000 certified, but just to be on the safe side, you like to get 50% more, which is 120,000 signatures. And I know it's not easy to get signatures all the time, but if you're trying to keep the keep the elections honest or make them honest. I don't think Massachusetts is quite as bad as many other states, but there have always been problems in parts of Massachusetts, and this stopping the gas tax is really important. I mean, they're also going to have on the ballot next year the so-called millionaires tax. It's supposedly just for people making over $1 million a year, but believe me, it'll be for you. It's the graduated income tax coming back to the ballot for the sixth or seventh time, And they think the voters are so dumbed down now that they're going to vote to increase, to allow the hacks to pick them off one group at a time. You know, raise the tax on a certain group and then raise it on another group and say, well, gee, well, we're making less money than we thought, so we're going to have to move it down a little bit. And pretty soon everybody's going to be paying 9%, not just so-called millionaires, because there aren't going to be any millionaires in the state if they pass the millionaires tax. But that's another one that's going to be on the ballot. 844-500-4242. We will be back, and we got to have some Joe Biden sound, some more Joe Biden sound. I'm going to tell you what's going on with this mandate. It looks like Charlie Parker has blinked, and they're not going to start firing all state workers who haven't gotten the vaccination on Monday. That's good news. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Okay, before we go to the Biden cuts from Connecticut this afternoon, let's Jen Psaki has a novel take on inflation.
It is true, though, Jake, and economists will tell you this, and I know you've interviewed some of them as well, that the fact is the unemployment rate is about half what it was a year ago. So a year ago, people were in their homes. 10% of people were unemployed. Gas prices were low because nobody was driving. People weren't buying goods because they didn't have jobs. Now more people have jobs. More people are buying goods. That's increasing the demand. That's a good thing.
Wow. She doesn't. Larry Summers does not agree. He Larry Summers, the former president of Harvard, and he worked for Clinton. I think he was in the Federal Reserve. He compared this situation we've got right now to the 60s and the 70s. And here he is. Let's play Larry Summers, cut two.
I actually see closer parallels to the situation in the 1960s that set the stage for the 1970s. We've again got a very expansionary fiscal policy combined with loose monetary policy. We've again got a central bank that is heavily focused on social objectives rather than on avoiding inflation. We again have a country that is substantially fractured politically. We again have an idea that if we just stimulate demand, we can solve most problems.
The war on poverty is what he's talking about. And this was an amazing statistic I never heard before in the Wall Street Journal today. Phil Graham, the former senator from Texas's column. Since the war on poverty started in 1965, the labor force participation of bottom quintile earners, who now receive more than 90% of their $50,000 average income from government transfer payments, in other words, they're all on welfare, has fallen from almost 70% to 36%. In other words, if you're in the bottom quintile of Americans, there's only a one-third chance you work. It used to be, before the war on poverty began, there was a more than two-thirds chance you worked, but they don't work. These are the Democrats' core constituents. People, they say they're for the working class, but they really it's really the non-working class. But so basically, this is, she's saying inflation, Jen Psaki is saying inflation is good and it's a wonderful thing and it's great that everybody's on welfare. And this kind of reminds me of what Bernie Sanders said a few years ago.
You know, it's funny, sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing. In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food and the poor starve to death.
Okay,
blah,
Bernie.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, Jen Psaki, 844-500-4242. Let's play some more of these Biden cuts. Again, this is from Connecticut this afternoon. Cut 28.
It elevated our conception, as Chris said, of the rule of law. It elevated our conception.
Cut 25.
And to expose beyond question the depravity and the crimes against humanity that the Nazi regime committed.
Nazi regime.
That the Nazi regime committed.
Yes, yeah, Cut 31.
First 10 minutes I was office, I ended the Muslim ban. Advancing racial equity through the federal government. Overturning the ban on transgender individuals serving openly in the United States military.
Transgenders. And by the way, there was...
Overturning the ban on transgender individuals.
Transgender. By the way, there was no Muslim ban. And when he says racial equity, he means racial discrimination. So everything is exactly the opposite of what he says when he's not just totally botching his whatever he says. How about a little stuttering from Dementia Joe? Cut 26.
My dad was a well-read, high school educated fellow whose greatest regret was he never went to college.
He shouldn't have worried too much. I mean, look at Joe Biden, and as to paraphrase Randy Newman, went in dumb, come out dumb too. Hustling around Wilmington in his alligator shoes. 844-500-4242. How do you define a good person, Dementia Joe? Cut 22.
Do you know my measure, Madam Ambassador, Ambassador Kennedy? You know what my measure is? People who tell me they care about people and then disrespect a waitress or a waiter. People who tell me they care about how, in fact, people are entitled to be treated with dignity and walk by someone at a shoe sign stand and suddenly say hello.
A shoe sign? Did he say shoe sign? Or did he say
shoe? Walk by someone at a shoe sign stand and suddenly say hello.
Okay. All right. Cut 29.
We make the best case for gender equality, racial justice and equity, religious freedom, the rights of the LGBTQ plus peoples, and other marginalized communities around the world by practicing what we preach.
You know, I just remembered, though, that waitress, you know, he's talking about, you know, people who are a good person is good to a waitress. Was it good of Chris Dodd to make that waitress, that poor waitress at Le Brassier in D.C. into a waitress sandwich? Was that a good thing for him to do? Okay, one last thing here. I want to play. This is the day's... Grandpa Simpson moment. This is a story about painting an apartment. I think it's about painting an apartment. Cut 23.
My son was married and he was in the second year of law school and he transferred to Yale Law School. And Rosa heard that I was coming up with him. And the apartment he rented was less than ideal. And the whole thing had to be painted. My brother Jimmy fixes everything. My brother Jimmy's with his...
Yeah, he fixes a lot of stuff.
28 gallons of paint.
He's living as a fixer.
For real, it was hot as hell as well. And I'm up on a 8-foot ladder painting the crown molding.
Not bad.
And sweating like of the proverbial you-know-what. And here, at the door, I said, come in. And... The then, is it alderman or councilman at the time? Alderman. Alderman Delora walked in, her mom. And she said, where's Biden? I said, I'm here. She said, no, stop fooling with me, son. Where's Biden? I said, no, I'm Biden. And she came over and said, I just want to come over and introduce myself and tell your son I'll be taken care of. And in walks the chief of police. I thought, holy God, what did I do? Said, you have nothing to worry about. You have nothing to worry about. Talk about constituent service. Rosa, you come by it, honestly.
Yeah. Okay.
Did he just say that the chief of police came in with an alderman and told him he has nothing to worry about?
Yeah.
Pay for play much?
Why would you want to see Joe Biden? Why would anyone want to see Joe Biden? Honestly, why does anybody ever go to see Joe Biden? You notice all the audience reaction to all of these stories is what you call nervous chuckling, and there's very little of that because there's nobody there.
I'm chuckling.
He's chuckling. Okay. So anyway, we have to always end it the way we always do. And that's Joe not taking any questions. This was this morning, cut 20.
You're honorable, decent, smart women and men, and there's a lot we can get done. So thank you very much. Thanks, everybody. I guess I'm seeing you.
What, have they stopped trying to even ask him questions, or was he in a room by himself? Was he in that? Was he on that set in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building? I don't know.
Mr. President, that's not an audience. Those are plants.
844-500-4242. It looks like the Baker administration, as we told you earlier, has blinked here. And the Herald just posted the story that that Joe Dwinell and I worked on all day here. The Baker administration has blinked over the coronavirus vaccine mandate, but is still bracing for the worst, with a directive alerting plainclothes state police to have their complete field uniforms ready if need be to do patrols. That mandate takes effect Sunday, but an HR memo obtained by the Herald reads state employees who have not received the shot should still, quote, report to work on Sunday on their regularly scheduled shift, unquote. So there it is. They are going to allow them to come to work. A state police memo tells troopers and staffers that if they applied for a exemption after October 8th but have not heard back, they can use accrued time off, comp time, vacation, or personal days until a response is rendered. State police employees can also continue to work until a decision is made on their exemption, but must follow all guidelines for unvaccinated employees. That means wearing a mask at all times indoors. That means wearing a mask in the cruiser. You know, how many times have you driven by someone by themselves in a cruiser, in a car on the highway, any highway, and said, what's wrong with that person? So now the cops are going to be doing it. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Howie, first, the cut that got me the most was when he mentioned the rule of law. Imagine him and his family the give a damn about the rule of law. Please, give me a break. Yeah, you know, Howie, seriously, in reference to first responders, those who in the medical field, those who serve and have served in the military, a government will use and abuse you, then stab you in the back.
That's what's happening here. This is a classic example, Russ, right here, what's going on in Massachusetts. Go ahead.
Exactly. So, Howie, let me give you an old example. Many Vietnam veterans died from the effects of Agent Orange. And still today, many suffer from the effects of Agent Orange. The government, for many years, denied the effect of the effects of Agent Orange. Give me a break. And I'm going to end with this. F Joe Biden and all the government control freaks.
Thanks, Russ. By the way, they have, I mentioned this earlier today, but I'll mention it again. They have set up a GoFundMe page for the state trooper who's in a medically induced coma after taking the jab a week ago, the J&J jab. And he hasn't been named yet. We're not going to name him yet, but they have got a GoFundMe page, and if the people I'm talking to say it's okay to release his name, I'll release it and tweet it out over the weekend. But the page is set up, and he's still in the same condition, which is the medically induced coma at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and he's 45 years old. He's got two kids and a wife, and there's a picture of him and his wife on the GoFundMe page. And he's been on the job for 19 years. He lives in Stoughton. And it's just a shame. And, you know, I was talking to some of the guys today, and they said, you know, it's okay, it's nice that the nitwit governor blinked on firing everybody at midnight on Sunday, or beginning the process of firing them. But, you know, it's too bad he didn't announce this sort of pullback in his ridiculous ironclad position that you have to get the shot before this poor guy, this trooper, this sergeant, had to take the shot last week, and now he's in a coma. And God only knows how long he's going to be in the coma and how long it's going to take him to recover. That's why they've started this GoFundMe page for him. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back. I'm back in Florida now, but I made sure to make one last visit to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire before I took off. I don't go to anyone other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. At my most recent visit, it was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire, who's been listening to the show for years. Perfect Smiles has had clients from all over Howie Carr Nation come into Perfect Smiles. They come from Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut, among other places. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is worth the trip. When you need to get first-class dental work done, from full reconstructive to veneers, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is easy to get to, just off the main drag, and has plenty of free parking. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after videos. After you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners from all over New England travel to Perfect Smiles. If you've been putting off your dental work for a year and a half now, don't procrastinate any longer. The longer you wait, the more painful and the more expensive it's likely to be. Perfect Smiles is going to be the best dental visit you've ever had in Nashua, New Hampshire. First, visit their site today at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com, and don't forget to let them know that you are a Howie Carr Show listener. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. By the way, if you want to check out our store, HowieCarrShow.com, click on the store. We have some great deals on to Fun Spot, the largest amusement center around in Laconia, New Hampshire. $50 gift certificates for $25, and also Apex Entertainment. That's an arcade and a huge amusement center in Marlborough, Massachusetts. They're also $50 for $25. Great Christmas gifts. So order early and you look like a swell. You get ready for next summer, or in the, you know, or any time. They're both places are open all year round. Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire, and Apex Entertainment in Marlborough, Massachusetts. If you've ever been, you know what great places they are. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Are McCabe's cufflinks and his wall plaque going to come with asterisks, Howie?
I mean, how can you not think of McCabe getting cufflinks and not think of the other word that has cuffs in it? You know, it is a real miscarriage of justice that he never had to have handcuffs applied to him, that he was never indicted. I mean, they had him cold in the inspector general's report. He never really denied anything. He got caught lying, and they went back to him and said, "You lied to us." And he said, "You know, boys, I'm sorry I did that." It's all in the inspector general's report. Can you imagine if a Republican had done that? He'd be in jail today.
Gone. Remember Pelosi when she asked? She said Trump's presidency should have a asterisk.
Yeah. I know. You know, they said J. Edgar Hoover was a horrible guy, and it seems like he was a pretty bad human being. But J. Edgar Hoover did not commit two felonies the day he got the job as FBI director. That's a record that will, I dare say, will never be broken. Kind of like Joe DiMaggio, his 56 game hitting streak. Thanks for the call, John. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Hey, good to talk to you.
Thanks. Good to talk to you. What's up?
Hey, I'm from California. I got the inside track on all this supply chain stuff, the L.A. and the San Pedro
Long Beach?
Harbor.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, Long Beach Harbor. Well, Gavin Newsom won't let any trucks older than 2011.
Right.
And all the restrictions are on the trucks. There's not enough trucks.
Right. No, that's been in the news. The conservative treehouse had that story. It was in American Thinker today. And I guess another problem is that, a lot of these ports, I think probably in California, you have to be vaccinated to get inside it. And a lot of the truckers, especially the independent truckers, aren't vaccinated. What a pain. Have a good weekend, everybody. I'm Howie Carr.